Up first in the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers plays host to Maryland this Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could give us some quick opening comments, and then we'll open up the call for media questions.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having us on. Week 9 of our football season, it's flying by, and just looking forward to another opportunity to play against a really good Maryland football team here at home. We're excited about a few opportunities we have left here for home games. Our team is really bought into what we're doing. They keep working hard, and we keep trying to improve to play the best that we can every Saturday, and really looking forward to this next opportunity. So with that, I'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Thanks, Coach. Let's take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please hit star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Sam Hellman with 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. I'm curious about Muhammad Jabney. What stands out to you most about his development since you signed him a couple of years ago?
He's really – physically, it starts there. He's always been an intelligent football player, but physically he's really developed himself. He's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger. Just love the way he works. He is a grinder. Works really hard at practice every single day. And, you know, when you talk about players showing up with the same attitude, same focus, and practicing with the purpose, that's what he does. And he's really willed himself to become a better football player because of that. And he's just such a great kid. He's a good student, wants to be the best he can be in all areas. And that's really what stands out to him, to me, about him.
And how important is it to have a guy like him that really buys in on special teams?
It's everything. You know, he is a major part in what we're doing on special teams. I think our special teams units right now really are a great reflection of the culture that we build in our program. There's tremendous buy-in on the units. It's really a lot of competition to get on the starting spots for those units. And, you know, he's worked really hard to get a starting spot on some of them. And he really embraces that role and is trying to excel at it.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question is from the line of Andrew Doughty with Hero Sports.
Hey, Coach. After committing 8 penalties and 3 turnovers versus Illinois a few weeks ago, you guys just had 7 penalties and 0 turnovers in the last 2 games combined. Do you think that anything has changed mindset-wise in terms of ball security and limiting those mental mistake penalties the last couple of weeks?
No. I mean, those things don't get cleaned up overnight. I mean, we emphasize – playing clean football and taking care of the football every single day in meetings and walkthroughs and practice. And, you know, we had a hiccup against Illinois with 3 fumbles. But other than that, we've been really, really clean this year in the fumble department. Penalties have been an issue early in the season, and we've really been emphasizing it and having accountability and trying to clean that up and trying to get our players to understand those things get you beat. And I think just the continued emphasis, continued focus, and improvement on some of the things that we had issues with, it's gotten better.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Keith Sargent with NJ.com.
Chris, how you doing?
I'm great, Keith.
You ranked first in the Big Ten in kickoff coverage, which is, you know, astounding considering where you were last year. 2-part question. One, Ty Johnson is obviously one of the better kickoff return guys. When he does it, I know he hasn't done it in the last 2 games, but when he is, he's one of the most dynamic ones in the country. One, the challenge of stopping him if he does do it, and 2, how have you improved in that area? I mean, what, you know, where does it come from?
Well, I'll start with, you know, our coverage against Maryland. Yeah, they do it. He is a dynamic returner. He is a threat anytime you kick the ball off and he gets the ball in his hands. And, you know, if you're going to, you know, kick it to him, you better have a tremendous amount of faith in your coverage lanes, your ability to get off blocks and ability to tackle him because he can change games in that, that area for him. When we talk about just improvement of our kickoff coverage overall, I think we've improved in all of our special teams areas, and it starts with our culture of our football team. We've really tried to emphasize special teams and educate our players how important they are. We invest an insane amount of time with meetings and walkthroughs and practice. Honestly, we've invested more time in the special teams than anywhere I've ever been in my career to try to be, improve in that area because it does make a difference. I'm directly involved in everything that we're doing from that standpoint. So I think that sends a message to the players that it's important. But then it gets down to the players. They've bought in. They believe in it. We've invested time in it, and they accept their roles on those units and really excel. On the kickoff team in particular, we got a new kicker, Justin Davidowitz, is doing an outstanding job with hang time and placement of the kicks, which leads to better coverage. And then the people running down on the kickoff coverage, I think we've done a better job coaching the players in terms of how they what they need to understand and how they execute our coverage. But then it's the attitude of the players that we put on there. That's really where it starts. We got guys that, give maximum effort. They're physical. They're violent. They use their hands. They get out blocks, create separation, and tackle well. And, if you can do those things, if they understand, what it takes to have lane integrity and levels to your kickoff coverage, and they've got the right attitude to it with a good kicker, all those things combined lead to a good kickoff coverage team. And we've been fortunate to have that so far this year.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you. Take care.